presentation, and at the end of all these presentations, they will collate the questions that that we have.
Yeah, that's ready. Don't forget to introduce yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Nelson. And thank you, folks, for spending this part of your day here with us. There are a few more seats up front if you want to take an opportunity to come on up front. I promise we won't ask you questions or do anything to chase you away. My name is Christina Barca, and I work at the Florida Department of Health in the Office of Health Statistics and Assessment. And I'm going to talk a little bit about performance standards. And we think that they are a first step towards linking community health assessment practice with public health impacts and outcomes. And these, I have nothing to disclose. I work for the state. The objectives for my little bit of time that I have to spend with you today is to talk about the key elements of community health assessment practice, which Nelson has done a great job doing. I won't spend a lot of time there. Articulate some of the steps that we used to develop our own standards and benchmarks for use in Florida. And then I hope we'll have time for some discussion about understanding the role of performance standards in measuring impacts and outcomes in community health assessment. So that's how we'll spend our time. Just to give you a little bit of background on the CDC's cooperative agreement to support state assessment initiatives, which we call the AI, Florida, along with eight other states, as Nelson said, are currently participating. Some of the states are focusing their efforts on the development of web-based data query systems, and others are focusing on the practice, the community piece, I call it, for community health assessment, and that's where Florida has been directing their efforts. But as I was putting together my slides, I went back and looked at the stated purpose for the assessment initiative, that cooperative agreement, and I thought some of these statements were particularly pertinent to the discussion of performance standards and monitoring and looking at how we can determine impacts and outcomes. And I picked out three, and you can see the purpose, and we share that purpose across the nine states, is to improve the ability of states to monitor progress towards achieving measurable national and state community health objectives, use that information for public health policy development and assurance, and monitor progress towards addressing health disparities. And these, of course, you'll recognize reflect the 10 essential public health services and core functions. And I think that is particularly important when we're developing standards and we look at the National Public Health Performance Standards, because that's where they come from. So you can see we're all heading in the same direction. And to give you a little bit more background on what we do in Florida, it'll make more sense when I talk about how we did our development. I work at the state health office, and it's our duty to support the work, the public health work that gets done in the field. And in Florida, we have a centralized health system. We have 67 counties, and there's a county health department in each of those 67 counties, and we're all state employees. So we're one great, big, happy family. Anyway, in theory. I mentioned the web-based data query system, and the website is www.floridacharts.com. I have to give a little advertisement for our data website. We'd like you to have a look at it. And I will say our leadership at the Florida Department of Health developed the data query system before we developed the practice piece. And that's because we've had the experience, and I practiced at the local level before I came to the state health office, that sometimes local communities don't do assessments because the data aren't available. So we wanted to remove that barrier right from the start. So when you go and look at our data system, you'll see that the data are available for every county, and that's one of the criteria for posting data on our website, has to be available for all the counties so that we can make comparisons and do those sort of things. So just a commercial. I guess I should have disclosed that. Anyway. My job at the State Health Office is to support and build capacity in the local level, at the local county health department, for practice. And so we've come up with a COMPASS initiative because public health needed another acronym, so we came up with COMPASS, which stands for Comprehensive Assessment Strategic Success. Boy, did we think we were cool when we came up with that. But the work that we do focuses in three areas. The first is policy, and that's where the development of the standards fits. We also do a lot of workforce development and training. We think that's an investment in the future, helping our local folks have the skills to be able to do community health assessments and health improvement planning. Makes it contributes towards sustainability. And then last, the technical assistance piece that includes all the resources and tools and hands-on stuff that we do. So I didn't know Nelson was going to talk about logic models. I included mine. When we first came up with our work plans, of course, we developed a logic model. And as you can see, it was actually the second thing after data that we thought of that would be needed to build a foundation for community health assessment and health improvement planning, our performance standards and benchmarks. So that, and particularly from the State Health Office, we wanted to provide a model and guidance for our communities to develop the process on their own. So here's our logic model. When we developed our practice standards, we turned to our statewide advisory group to do that for us. I could have done it sitting at my desk with my coworker, but it wouldn't have meant as much. Our statewide advisory group is comprised of county health department directors and some program directors at the state level. So they worked on coming up with practice standards, and the practice standards are focused on the process. And I've listed the key ingredients according to our standards, and they are that a comprehensive community health assessment process will, by necessity, have community partner participation, will include a community health status assessment, and there's a benchmark built around that in that the evidence of having done that is the production of a community health status profile report. A piece that we call environmental scan or SWOT analysis. You might call that community themes and strengths, forces of change. We've based our framework around the MAP model, the Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships. We've been a little bit liberal with that, but we found that the basics and the foundation are really very applicable and customizable, but still provide those basic pieces that are part of the comprehensive practice. Another piece that included in our performance standards is that priorities are identified by the community. And the last piece is that an action plan is produced along, and that includes the evaluation piece. And that benchmark is the written action or implementation plan. The advisory group recommended that the periodicity for our comprehensive community health assessment and health improvement planning process be every 3 to 5 years. We had a lot of discussion about that. We couldn't agree on 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, so we left it at that period, but certainly no longer than five years should have elapsed before you engage on the process. And having done it at the local level and working with my local folks, they tell me it just never ends. You just roll from one to the next. And how we monitor what's going on in our local communities is that every year we do what we call our community health assessment inventory survey. We ask them to tell us about where they are in the process, what they have done, how they rate their own capacities, and where they need help. And also, we've come quite a ways in the past 4 or 5 years in that when our state health officer does his annual performance review of our county health department directors and administrators. Part of their performance standards has a question about their participation and leadership in community health assessment. So that's a real policy and sustainability piece that we've accomplished over those 4 years to have our leadership recognize that this is foundational, this is leadership. And then it's also in the past year been rolled into the annual agency performance review. The local county health department quality improvement process now includes items about community health assessment. So those are some things that we're very proud of in Florida. It didn't happen overnight. So we thought, well, if we needed performance standards in Florida, what about performance standards for use across the country? Because let me tell you, when the advisory group was coming up with their standards, they turned to us and said, well, aren't there some somewhere that we could use? Doesn't some other state already have some? So that we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. And there are. There are pieces. There's the National Public Health Performance Standards that if you go through the essential services, you can pick out. So that was our thinking, is to improve public health practice, particularly in the area of community health assessment and health improvement planning, by extracting those performance standards and measures and building them in a one-stop shop. So if that's what you were tasked with doing, either at the state health office or at the local level, you could go and look at those and use those as a guide. Also, a document that we borrowed heavily from was NACHO's operational definition of a functioning local health department that has pieces about assessment. We thought it would be, as I said, a useful resource for state health departments, provide guidance for local practitioners, and now, as I'm sure you've heard more and more about voluntary public health agency accreditation, you'll see that community health assessment and health improvement planning is among the foundational pieces. And if you look different websites, there are some states that do accreditation, and a lot of the states won't even let a local health department come to the table for accreditation unless they have a community health improvement plan, unless they have a health status profile report. So they really are foundational pieces, and we wanted to try to make a contribution to helping other public health practitioners have those pieces. So what we propose to do and what we have done is, first of all, to convene a work group, and that consisted of our partners in the assessment initiative, present and future, and we met by conference call. And one of the first things that we had a discussion over was what was our deliverables. I mean, this was how basic it was. We thought we were just going to quick throw together some standards and be done with it, but we're still going, and it's we've gone way past our deadline. So first thing we needed to come up with were definitions. If you work in the area of performance improvement, you know people call goals and objectives, impacts and outcomes. They're all different, so we had to agree upon definitions. And then a bibliography, because we did do some literature research to be sure we weren't recreating something that had already been done. So that brings me to the second step, which was to research and review existing practice standards. As I said, we borrowed heavily from the National Public Health Performance Standards, some states who had done some very good work, including Washington, North Carolina, and Illinois. And then we looked towards some of those accrediting agencies, for example, Missouri's Public Health Institute. We have come up with a draft of recommended standards and benchmarks, and we are now at the point in the process that we'll have a comment forum, first put them out for comment by our participating states, and then for the broader community, and then to disseminate, encourage continuing use, and then continuing comment, because, you know, with performance standards, they're continually evolving. Just an example of one of the standards, and I have them grouped by essential public health service. So in essential service one, which is to monitor health status, to identify community health problems, the standard, and this is one written for the state health agency. State health agency uses a planned systematic process to measure, analyze, and report on health status. Well, you can see why we need a definition, because you could interpret this all kinds of ways, but we do have that nailed down. The measure for that, in other words, how do you know when you've done that, is that you have published and disseminated health-related data in documents or on websites, and the benchmark would be a state health profile report. So that's how the grouping of the standards will look for both the state and the local. And hopefully next year I'll be able to come and show you the completed document with a crosswalk, which is what I plan to do with it, so that you can see where the state and local work lines up. And what we anticipate will be benefits of having these standards available, of course, is robust practice. And that's really what performance standards are all about, is for performance improvement. And when we talk about community health assessment, we link that to improved health outcomes. That's where we all want to go. You can align your community health assessment and health improvement planning with strategic planning within your agency. And that's a big thing for our county health departments, that community-based planning is part of your strategic planning. If you don't know what the health status of your community is, how can you do agency strategic planning? Again, towards accreditation and public health preparedness, we work very closely, particularly in Florida, where we prepare for hurricanes quite regularly, that our preparedness folks are really interested in community health assessment and planning. They use that data all the time. Another benefit is to target and leverage resources and tools, one of them being web-based data query systems. If you don't have access to one, or if your state health agency doesn't have one, this may be the impetus to develop one. And of course, cross-cutting work development opportunities. And we like to think that any of the training that we do on community health assessment is an investment in public health, whether it's a Department of Health employee or whether it's a community partner, to help folks understand how to use data to make evidence-based decisions is really what we want to do, what we want folks at the local level to be able to do. And then, of course, the last piece is to build the evidence base for the connections. Can we see what was the contribution of community health assessments and those documents to public health agency performance, a return on investment, and then ultimately the community health outcomes? And I have to say, the building evidence for the connections is where we are now, and where I would ask if anybody has ideas on how we can do this better, point us in the right direction. I hope we'll have a chance to be able to talk about that at the end. We don't have the answers, but I do think that together we can figure that out. So there's my contact information, and thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. Thanks.